Oh, shit. Why you gotta put me on the spot like that?
Well, because I seen where this is going. He just did a nice 15 minutes on us, and you're gonna turn around and shit all over. And I'm like, no.
No. I tried to engage you on Twitter, and you didn't even reply.
What are you talking about?
Me and him had a conversation on Twitter about me listening to the episode and him calling me a conservative, and I tagged
you.
Oh, you
know, I seen that, and you had asked me about being conservative, and he ranked us and with John and Deuce, and I wasn't interested.
Yeah, I wasn't interested. Fuck off.
like I'm going to put the fucking brain power behind it to rank on who's conservative and liberal. I don't even know what the fuck I am. I'm so all over the place on everything that... And the last thing I give a fuck about is what some odd dad tells me where I'm at on the scale. Political
dad.
Correctness. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Oh, shit.
Anyway, so you can't poop here, faggot.
You can say that because people are paying.
Yeah, now let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. Oh, shit.
That's what we should do. We should do like our regular show is like a PG version.
Yeah, like we could ever do a PG version.
We did today.
Did we?
Yeah, we didn't say the N-word once.
You used the R-word, though.
The D-word.
Wait.
Diversity.
Oh, diversity. Forgot.
All right, so this article.
It's updated. 11th Street precinct owner to donate $5,000 to charity after expletive-laced video is released. So you can just say whatever you want and just give them $5,000 and they'll just shut up?
So this is somewhere in Iowa, I think. But it's a bar. Is it in Iowa?
Yeah.
A bar. let's see here. There were porta-potties or something set up. There was like a gay pride fest.
It was a gay pride parade, and it ran right in front of this bar, restaurant, whatever. I don't know if it's a bar or a restaurant.
So there's a video online, and I think it's a body cam of this guy interacting with the cops.
Yep.
And the cop, as far as I'm concerned, the guy's lucky the cop didn't fucking shoot him. He was being a fucking prick.
Didn't shoot him. All I could think through, it was like a 15-minute video, and I watched the whole thing, and all I could think was, holy shit, this cop is professional. This cop is amazing.
Had the guy that was bitching been black, do you think it would have ended differently?
Yes.
See? So you, right by saying that, you are acknowledging that there's racism in every police department around the country.
No. No, I'm not.
I almost fucked up. Did you hear that?
Yes. No. No, no, no. I think it would have ended differently because I think that if the guy was black, he would have acted differently towards the cop. Which would have...
You're still racist.
Which would have... I'm racist?
Yeah.
How?
Because you're insinuating that because somebody's of a different ethnicity, that they will act differently towards our law enforcement officers in uniform.
That's not racist. Amen. That's like, duh.
All right, so this is a quote from from the guy that was recorded.
You want me to read it?
I want to do something nice down here, and this is the shit I get. Can't even move a fucking urinal 30 feet. Holy shit. What the fuck has this come to? Because they take it up the ass, they can do whatever the fuck they want. Is that what this is? Christ, give me a fucking break. And the fact of the matter is, yes. If somebody is willing to take something up the ass, they get a pass.
They can urinal wherever they want. This guy's mad because they put urinals out in front of his bar, restaurant, whatever it is. And I don't agree with the way he handled the situation, but if I was him, I feel like I would be just as mad as he is. He's trying to run a restaurant where people come to eat, and these people put...
What do you mean by these people?
These people, the urinal delivery people, they put the urinals right in front of his goddamn restaurant. And he said, can't they move them 30 feet this way? That's all I want is to move them 30 feet that way. There's room 30 feet this way. And I don't know the details of what would be 30 feet more that way, but I don't understand why they couldn't just move them 30 feet. Why? I mean, why would you purposely want to put them in front of his restaurant?
So the way that the cop explains it is they went through and got all their permits and they put a map in place as to where everything would be set up, and that's what was approved.
Yeah.
So what's the fucking problem? That is how permits work inside city limits from everywhere USA.
So you're telling me that if you ran a restaurant and take out the fact that it's a gay pride parade, I could give a fuck less about that. You run a restaurant, They put a festival, and you're like, cool, this festival is going to bring foot traffic in front of my restaurant. And then the day of the event, they set up porta potties right outside your front door. You're completely okay with that.
Okay, so did you see where the porta potties were set up?
Yeah.
In relationship to the front door.
Yes.
Were they right outside the front door?
Yeah. Let's not get into specifics here, okay? The guy's mad, and I'm okay with it.
That's because you're a faggist.
Is that a word?
It is now. That somebody that hates gay people is a faggist.
All right. What if I really, really like gay people?
Then you're a fagster.
All right.
Anyway, so I am pro these guys.
So I am pro these guys too. I'm glad they're having the festival. That's good. Good for them. That's cool. But I think
I just mean that that is an unwritten rule. If you take something large and round and put it up your butt, you now have the authority to place urinals wherever the fuck you want. That's how it goes.
So what if I take something large and square and put it up my butt? Do I even get more privilege?
How large?
I don't know, like the size of a regular interior door. That's what happens when you just look around the room and kind of pick the first thing. Like, I don't know. Let's see. The fucking door? Why not?
Yep. That's what you get to do.
Yeah, you can pretty much do. You know what? You can just shit out in the street. Go ahead.
I don't think you'd have a choice.
Oh, man. I think that this guy fucked himself. I don't think $5,000 is going to buy his way out of it. You got a gay pride parade running basically through your restaurant, and you're talking about, well, if they take it up the ass, they can do whatever they want. You just fucked yourself, man. You might as well just shutter the place up now. What?
I don't know. I think he should embrace it.
He should embrace
where he's at right now.
In front of the urinals? Like,
no, I mean, he should just come out as like the Chick-fil-A of shitty bars.
The Chick-fil-A of shitty bars. All right. I agree. Just embrace it.
All right. Let's finally knock this one out.
All right.
She was an adult woman of shorter stature.
We done? That was an actual quote. That's why. Did you read this?
Yes, I did.
It's funny.
All right. You ready? Quotester?
Hold on. I'm getting there.
Now, I really want you to... I don't even know if there's any quotes in here.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, there's. I really want you to think about the character in the story arc that goes along with this. Where the fuck is Durham? Is this in North Carolina?
Durham, North Carolina, right? Yeah.
It's in the Irish Sun newspaper. You think this is Durham, North Carolina?
Yeah. Isn't it? Irish Sun.
All right, so now you're an Irish cop. Are you ready?
Oh, boy, I can't do an Irish cop.
Police were called to a notorious swingers club after a...
child. See, I can't do an Irish accent. As a child? Child?
Okay.
Good thing so nobody's going to hear this.
For your story, your name is Patrick O'Houlihan.
O'Houlihan.
Was spotted at the venue, then discovered she was just a short woman. Officers were left red-faced when swooping on Club F in County Durham. They realized the...
youngster.
Was actually a very small customer. The club, which has a fully equipped dungeon, complete with a mistress, boasts on its website of being...
Britain's friendliest swinging spot.
That is a horrible Irish accent.
I told you I can't do an Irish... I can't do accents. I'm like the...
Rich Little Old Podcast.
I don't even know who that is, but sure, why not?
So, all right, I don't even know that I can do an Irish accent, so I can't really get into you too much about it, but I'm trying to figure out what's something that leprechauns say, and then that's what I would go with. Oh, luck of the
something
Irish.
Something about lucky charms.
Yeah, they're marshmallowy delicious. No, that's not it. All right, we're going to change this to be from Australia.
Good day, mate.
The club, which has a fully equipped dungeon complete with mistress, boasts on its website of being...
Good day, mate. Britain's friendliest swing spot. Stereotypes are awesome.
We're going to, for the rest of the story, it's going to be a Japanese samurai warrior in Australia.
Oh, good day, mate.
Oh, good day, mate. Koraiki. Zingtao Bandua.
So fucking stupid.
A force spokesman said.
Oh, fuck you. You lost me. Where are we at here? sex with us. Where'd you even go? Oh, crikey. Police were called. I can't even do it. What the fuck? Police were called around 9 p.m. on July 16th, 2015. Following... I can't even fucking read this. Crikey. Oh. Police. Don't laugh. Shut up. Police were called around 9 p.m. on July 16, 2015, following concerns a child had entered a hotel named Club F on High Street, Stanley. What the fuck does that mean?
I like how your voice just trailed off into your regular voice.
I should do voiceover work.
A force spokeswoman said, "Oh, police were called at around 9 p.m. on July 16, 2015, following concerns a child had entered a hotel named Club F, High Street, Stanley." Mate,
crikey, crikey, mate. Oh, officers! Right. Oh, officers! Spoke to the staff at the hotel who confirmed the female was one of their customers who was an adult woman.
The force was unable to confirm how short the person was, but police logs state she was an adult of woman. Nope. The force was unable to confirm how short the person was, but police logs state she was an...
Oh, adult woman of shorter stature.
We need a new voice. I'm over that.
You brought it up. Crikey.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
I don't understand. Anybody listening to this has no idea what's going on because we're fucking all over the place. They don't even know what's going on in this story because we just can't get it straight.
And keep in mind, they're paying for it.
Even better. Sorry. there's no returns without a receipt, so.
You can bring in 5 receipts. You ain't getting shit back.
Perfect. Oh, my God. All right, I'm fucking done. That's just stupid.
You're done recording, or you're just done with the story?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. These voices kill me. I can't do it. Oh, man.
So we can just talk. Fuck it. I mean, we put out whatever the fuck we want. They're paying for it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, right. We're on their dime.
What'd you think about this week's show?
Oh, man. I thought it was funny. I thought we could have...
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here. We're funny. I think we could have dug into the incel thing a little more, but I mean, I don't know what to say. It's, you know?
I just kind of got tired of talking about it.
It's almost like it's not even real. It's... You hear about the stories about people that don't have sex and they hate women because they don't have sex. It's like a stereotype come to life. It's like a caricature, you know. It's come to life. How do these people really exist?
Ten years ago, had there been a movie written about a group of people getting together that were virgins and angry? Let's see. Angry at all women because they wouldn't have sex with them.
Yeah.
I mean, that you would have just thought this is so fucking far fetched.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And the shit about so when a store posts their hours, I mean, I don't know how many times I've been turned away because I try getting into a store at the last minute.
Yeah,
and
they say we're closed or we're closing in 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, sorry, we're closed.
Yeah.
But I'm white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Come on ahead.
Come on in. You got another couple hours. Don't worry about it. We don't want to go. We don't want to go into our family.
I can understand that black customer getting mad if there was a sign on the door that said closing time for whites, 10 o'clock, closing time for blacks, 9 o'clock.
Did you realize that during the course of that story, you know, after that story broke, they changed their closing time from 9 to 10? Now they close.
Yeah.
They close at 10 now. Because that'll solve the problem.
You talk about a fucking knee-jerk reaction to try to stop bad publicity.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to fire these two white girls, and we're going to stay open an hour later. Yeah. Everybody good?
Yeah. Are we good? Everybody good? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, man. I mean, I'm glad that shit happened so that we have a show to make fun of that shit, but like...
Unfortunately, it's going to get to a point where we're not even going to be allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming as soon as the wrong person hears our show... We're going to get shut down. We can't, you know, we can't have them kind of conversations. We're white. We're just two straight white guys. Well, one straight white guy and one guy that doesn't know.
We're perpetuating the racism and hatred in America by talking about it.
Right.
Man, it won't be long. One of us will have to quit.
Yeah. I can see that.
I bet we don't make it. I'd say another month.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
So I would ask, and I'll try to commit to the same thing. It's all going to depend on how shit goes down when we get shut down. But
yeah.
Okay, so let's say it's me. Let's say that whether it's my work or whatever.
Yeah.
They say if you want to stay employed here, you've got to quit doing this show.
Yeah.
Then I want you to go on. Maybe I'll write like a statement. You could just go on and read it because I mean, so, and I'm being serious. We've worked our ass off, or at least I have.
Sure.
On trying to build an audience, and I would hate to just disappear.
Right. Yeah, that would suck. I mean, they win that way. You know what I mean? And like, it's not like we're doing something revolutionary here, but I mean, if they just say, well, you're going to lose your job if you don't stop saying things that you think are funny, then they win. And who's the next one after us? You know what I mean?
Not Brand X.
No, they don't say funny shit ever. Wait, did I say that? Wait, it doesn't matter. John's not paying. He won't hear this.
You know what? Every time that I tweet about our newest patron episode,
yeah,
I'm going to say we discuss Brand X's latest episode. Eventually.
Just keep doing it. Tell him we talked about the Beastie Boys and Brand X. You know what? When you do that, you can just say we talked about whatever you want.
Right.
Just try to drag people in. And then when they pay, they're fucking pissed off. That's even better.
We talked about what you care about.
Whatever it is that you care about, we talked about it.
Do you have any interest in actually trying to record a Beastie Boys episode?
Not at this point, no. Wait, did I say that out loud? Damn it!
All right.
I would love to record an episode of something that we both care about and we both research. It doesn't have to be the Beastie Boys, but yeah, I mean, I think that would be fun, that we could have a serious, funny back and forth about, you know what I mean?
There's nothing that both of us care about, though.
You sure about that?
All right, go.
Beastie Boys? Led Zeppelin? Jay and Silent Bob? I think we should do a minute-by-minute of Jay and Silent Bob. We should... You know those minute-by-minute podcasts? We should do that.
Yeah, I think there's one, like, Clerks Minute, and there's Dogma Minute, and there's Jay and Silent Bob Get Old Minute, and... So we could do one about Kevin Smith and the universe that he created.
Yeah.
I don't know how interesting that would be. I mean, if you want to hear me and Anthony talk about somebody else's work, that sounds horrible, actually. I don't even think I want to hear it.
I don't want to do that. I just want to do... Just Jay and Silent Bob. I like Kevin Smith. I like everything that he did, but Jay and Silent Bob was above and beyond everything else, in my opinion. That was the peak of, you know, of what he did. That was his peak.
Okay. So what are we gonna? What do you mean a minute by minute? So
I don't know. I've never listened to one of those minute by minutes, so I don't know what they do. I've just seen them. I just know they call it a Clerks Minute, so we can do a Jay and Silent Bob Minute, and I don't know what that means. Have you ever listened to one?
Yes.
So what do they do?
I don't know. I only made it like a 30 seconds into the first minute.
All right.
All right. Well.
We could just talk about Jay and Silent Bob. We can just quote the whole movie line by line.
All right. You ready?
Just quote the whole fucking movie line by line. And then after that, we could do Friday. I think those are the only two movies I know.
All right. Go.
You go. We're not doing it right now.
Go. I want to see how much you know.
I got to think. I got to think back of how it starts. All right, baby boy, you stay here. I'm going to go get the free cheese. This ought to keep the sun out of your eyes.
Who's watching these babies?
The fat one's watching the little one.
Yeah, we could do this.
Yeah, we could do this.
I'll leave him out here and see what happens to him.
Ah, keep on trucking. That's your line. Oh, shit.
The fat one's watching the little one.
We're just switching characters just back and forth. Neither one of us know what the fuck is going on.
And Morris Day in the motherfucking time.
I'm Morris Day. You're Jerome.
All right. We done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What do you want to name this, the actual episode? Oh, What a Lovely Tea Party?
Yes. Yes. I'm serious about that, too. I want to get her to record that, and I think we can start every episode with that.
Oh, yeah. Consider it done. Assuming she still listens.
I don't even know. I don't even know this lady. I'm asking her to stick a butt plug up her butt.
Yeah, there's no way that could backfire.
No, no, no. Or front fire.
All right. So, oh, what a lovely tea party. I'll start the artwork.
Okay. I will. You sending it to me. I'll put it together and send it back to you.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Again.
All right. You done recording?